Now, the Royal Institute of Architects in Ireland will today announce its Public Choice Award shortlist of 53 building projects from which the public can choose their favourite. Let's hear more about it now from Charlotte Sheridan, who's president of the RIAI. You're very welcome to studio, Charlotte. This is an annual event. It's been going for over 30 years, a great way for the public to engage with buildings. Tell us a little bit. You've got 187 submissions. So tell us a little bit about the 53 that have now been chosen.
Good morning, Mary. Yeah, and thank you very much for the opportunity to launch the awards here this morning. Yeah, 53 was a really strong entry. We had fantastic level of engagement as well, and then it was so difficult for the judges to narrow it down, but we have 53. And what really is demonstrated this year is a high number of really high quality public housing projects that are by local authorities but also approved housing bodies. And it's great to see, you know, this type of regeneration. I suppose what comes along with the housing development is also the regeneration of the places where they are. And what we find is, for example, a number of the ones include city centre ones, Dominic Hall by Cara Cotter-Nessens and Dennis Byrne Architects on Dominic Street in the city centre. Many of your listeners will be familiar with that. And that's regeneration of a site. But also another one that's very interesting too is the Ellis Court development by Cody Architects by Tua Housing Association. Mm. And that demonstrates as well the reuse and adaptation of existing structure that was a former 19th century Dublin Corporation
What's
site.
Interesting as well, Charlotte, is it's not just the big cities. You have projects as well in counties like Carlow and Clare and Donegal, Mayo even. They're right across the country. Let's get into the detail though, because we'll be announcing the winner here on Morning Ireland on the 22nd of June. Until then, the lines are open, the public can vote. What should they do?
So what the public should do is, if you have a moment, 53 projects to look at, go onto the RIAI website and review the projects and select your favourite building. This is really important for us to listen to the public and to hear what you have to say, what your favourite building is. And I suppose it's a great opportunity for us as well to engage with the public and to demonstrate what Irish architects are doing. The value, the value that architects are bringing to the quality of the built environment, and I suppose in particular in the area of housing and the regeneration that that's bringing as well, in terms of the, you know, creating really sustainable communities. So it's, I hope they enjoy looking through and selecting their favourite buildings, and we look forward to coming back again.
I'm keeping an eye on the clock, but very quickly and very finally, we are in a housing crisis. Has that brought greater imagination into architecture, because you need to be faster perhaps and more creative in what's produced?
Yeah, and I think that these projects will really demonstrate that to the public. I mean, what we have brought about is they're much more complex site building in our town centres and our inner urban city centres, but it brings about a lot more innovation, the skills of the architect in terms of resolving the issues there, but ensuring that you have really good quality homes at the end, but also really good quality place making, beautiful streets and places that are well supervised and active and vibrant.
The website again, riaai.ie,
and it'll be there on the website.
Brilliant.
You can see very clearly. So,
Charlotte, thank you very much. You can get voting now. The winner announced on the 22nd of June here on Morning Ireland.